Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Evans Azeninga. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing the current farming season, with some regions hoping for a bumper harvest, while some are looking to a bleak future following some erratic rains in their regions. An outlook presented during the first post-cabinet press briefing of 2025 by the Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Enchias Masuka, highlighted that the Grain Marketing Board, GMB, has enough reserves to sustain rural communities until the next harvest in April 2025. Dr. Masuka said the government was targeting a 340% increase in major crop production for the 2024-2025 summer season, a move, he said, would enhance national food self-sufficiency. Zimbabwe needs 2,200,000 metric tons of maize per year to feed everyone. Maize meal is the staple food in the Southern African nation. However, the season is gloomy as some parts of the country are expecting poor harvests due to the erratic rains and long dry spells. Late but heavy rains have washed away crops in areas like Masingo and Matabeleland provinces. Dams in Matabeleland are still running below capacity, with the Bulawayo mayor, Mr. David Coated, saying they are at 37% capacity. To discuss this food situation in Zimbabwe, we are joined in the studio by Miss Martha Makonye, a farmer in Mash East province and a postgraduate student in project management here at George Washington University. Welcome to the show, Miss Makonye.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
We also have on the phone Agriculture Think Tank National Coordinator, Mr. Frank Kubakacha, and Sidco Africa's Chief Agronomist, Mrs. Wendy Madzura. Welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How are you?
All right. Let me start with Miss Makonye. She is here now.
Yes.
You have been farming. How long have you been farming? Let's start from there.
Basically, I've been into farming for, I can say, 3 years now. Yeah, I was doing tobacco in Zimbabwe from 2021 up to 2023. Then I later moved to DC.
And how has that been going for you?
Yeah, as for me, it was quite challenging, I can say, because I was a small-scale farmer, and I was not contracted by any tobacco contract. So it was quite difficult for me because I had to seek resources for myself, and me coming in as a farmer, as a female, was also very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, with this year's looking at the weather predictions and everything that's been going on, what sort of yields are you looking at?
I was expecting 3,500 tons from the hectares that I had planted, but with the rains that we had in Zimbabwe, they were very low, because I also experienced dry spells within the first season of the summer season and the rainy season. Hence, most of my my tobacco seedlings, they had to dry, and it was very bad. So sourcing new seedlings and to plant again, it was very difficult. So my yield for this year is very low.
Okay, let's hold it right there. We will come back and take this conversation further. Let's take it to Zimbabwe now. Vakubvakacha, muripo here apo?
Ndiripo baba, ndiripo mkomongo.
Munongotaura kuti munorima, imbotiudzai kwakamira seiko kuminda uko gore rino?
Ndinotenda mukoma zininga nebasa ramuri kuita nemufana wakanaka kudai wekushiya zviri kuitwa muZimbabwe. I think chinhu chachakanyanyawo funga zvinhu panyaya dzekurima muZimbabwe yanga iri nyaya yemvura. Pane chinhu chainzi climate change changa chichiitika, desertification yanga ichiitika, but tiri kuona kuti gore rino is an exceptionally better or good year zvinhu zvisati zvambowanikwa kwenguva yakati nedei. mvura yatakasangana nayo hongu tinozosiyana pakuti yasvika kupi nguva yakadii, but generally nyika yese yakawana mvura yakakwanisa kuti sora nemiti zvikwanise kukura zvakanaka, kureva kuti kana takutaura nenyaya dzelivestock, we are covered as a nation. Livestock takuwana mvura yakakwana yemombe, tine zvakare sora rakakwana rezvipfuyo zvedu zvemhuka dzemusango nedzatinochengeta. Saka that is a very good development yaitika across the nation, kunyanya kumatebereland region kwataichema makore mazhinji, mat south, part of mat north and part of midland and some parts of the rest of the nation. Saka tikona mwaka wemvura wakati tataronkei zvakanyanya. Saka izvi zvinoita kuti the growing window and the planning window and the planning corridor inge rakakura. Mukatarisa ivhedi kutobvako vakawedzera mabits beyond 31 December kuitira kuti tikwanise kudyara. Saka fortunately nemvura iri kuungana mumadiridziro, iri kuungana mumanatural water bodies edu almost at full capacity, 17,000 water bodies muzimbabwe akazara, zvinoreva kuti takwanisa kuita supplementary irrigation kana mvura ikakurumidza kuenda, plus water table aiwa yakwira. Chinova a very positive development. Saka yes, some parts of the nation like what you had pane mamvura ikauya yakatiwanda inokukura zvinhu. Pamwe pacho pakutanga patakaita pasizini pekutanga varimi vazhinji mbesa dzavo dzakaoreka pasizini dzikabuda dzikatsva, but that was a temporal thing. Vakangoita pick themselves up from there, definitely they will be smiling all the way to the bank, and this is me. It's exceptionally good, my friend.
Okay, so are we safe to say for the farmers in Matabeleland part of the country where we've had a lot of flooding and they're saying the crop failure there is quite evident, nemvura yakanaya kubva pamashure apa, are they okay now, would you say?
Yeah, chandingangotaura mukomana nyinga ndechekuti mafarmers edu in Matabeleland, the fact that zvirimwa zvavo zvakaitwa washed away ne flood, it's not a cause for people to panic, because Matabeleland in terms of grain nechibage yagara isina contribute much. Yaicontributa much in terms of livestock, ndo masweet yield edu atinawo. Chibage chachigara chichirimwa kuregion 1, region 2, region 2b ne region 3 ndo kunobva chibage. Taitova nesinario yekuti kana nzvimbo idzodzo dzikabva chibage, tinotora chibage kubva kubrazil, tobva chibage kubva kubelarus, chibage kubva kuzambia, tichitoimporta under the grain importation scheme. But now we can't import there because our local farmers vari mumazowe umu, vari muguruve umu, vari mamurewa umu, vaita chibage chinotyisa dzisiri. Saka I think Zimbabwe has managed to build enough stock reserve to make sure that chibage chisina kucheka kukurwa kumatebereland, we can simply shunt transportation choenda ikoko to areas of need. Saka ndiri kuona equation yacho at the end of the day iri kutigazigazi, iri kubalansa.
Okay, Tombo, mira ipapo ndichadzoka kwamuri manje. Let's take it back into the studio. We've got an in-studio guest today, Miss Makonye. Let me come back to you. Now, it brings me to wonder,
yes,
farming, agriculture in general kuZimbabwe, rinonzi ibasa revarume stereki. It's a men's industry. That's what people say.
Yes.
How did you find yourself getting into that industry?
I can say pandakatanga upinda industry, I got into it because my father was privileged to benefit from the land distribution yakaitwa back then in 2000. So he had land, and land it was just laying around. My brothers are not into farming. No one wanted to use the land. And inini, I have a passion for farming. Hence, I talked to my dad, and my dad has got a lot of things. Paprazi, zvandakangogara, matrakta, magejo, zvangori lying idle. No one was using those things. So I sat down and I talked to my dad, kuti, can I use these things? Then he was like, kana uchizvi kwanisa, you can go ahead and do. So I started by building my barns, kusevisa matrakta and what sort, ndokutanga kwandakaita when I got into farming. But I was facing my challenges from other, like, vamwe varume madare chikuru angari within the farming society that we were in. They were actually saying, iwewe mufana, muskana, why are you into this? Isusu rukuru mafojika, isusu madara, takashitata. Rakona tunozvigona here. So yeah, there's always that stereotyping that comes with farming. This is, women are supposed to be kurorwa and what sort, but that's how I got.
So can we say now a lot of women in Zimbabwe have ventured into farming? Like, what's the contribution from women in the agriculture sector like?
Yeah, it's quite huge. If you can look at what my fellow women are doing, like Wazanai and also Wendy, you can see a lot of women are now into it. It's more lucrative, actually, to get into farming than anything else. But you are not supposed to take shortcuts. Farming, I the cell phone farming, in order we uripo full time rather than which for not could say because you find it if you are a woman kana usingazive zvinhu zvinoitwa pa ground ukafona uchibvunza kuti maisa fertilizer akomana unokudzwa kuti taisa cup number 32 iwo vaisa cup number 24 and the bags votora votengesa even pakumixa mushonga you have to know as a farmer uri mukadzi kuti how do I do these things because if you don't know the men obviously they will take advantage of you.
Okay, we will take this further and this kukusiyai, but let me go back to Kubvakacha timbonzwa zviri kuitika kumaprazuko. Now, Mr. Kubvakacha, the El Nino induced drought has come and it seems it's not something we are going to forget anytime very soon. What is happening? What are you doing as farmers? What are you doing as agricultural experts to mitigate these effects and the impact of this drought?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not in the Urumende yedu. Urumende ili kutonga nekuti Urumende yaita open up a discussion platform, especially for farmers, for free. Farmers in Zimbabwe, they get information for free, especially from agtech and other supporting agricultural associations like Wanakagos, Wana Think Tank. So the information is cascaded down to the people about what season lies ahead of us as a nation. So that we now put in I'm going to show you a mukira makumbo. It was well preached. It was well discussed thoroughly, including you, my brother, from Studio 7. You are there to help us to contemporize the nation. So the information in Africa would change the community itself. So we were well prepared for that. So that you know the failure is who got the information. So the rest of the farmers that are in Zimbabwe, they pay heed to the government call to adopt to Pumbuza, one of the killer pandas. Which is Pumbuza. This Pumbuza was passed out very well in the government of Zimbabwe. That's why we have an association with Vorondali. We have a lot of people who support us. So Pumbuza is in response to El Nino. Kutikana kaita drought, tishapona mikape, tishamanyira kupi. Saka vese vanhu vakaita Pumbuza, vazhinji vacho, ndingangoti 70% vakabudirira. Uyewo, mainput ePumbuza akasvika kunyange kumaruva, kunyange kumadhorobha. And recently, ndakaona government yedu ichibatwa na Minister of Agriculture, pane nemaperi Eden Farmer. Nzvimbo dzaisimbova dzemakanzo tongoona chibage chichirimwa hachichabhembwa zvaitika kudhara zvezvi although vanhu vari ivhu havo vanogona kuzowanda muchibage ABCD but chibage ichocho it's contributing a lot towards the national food reserve and that's one of the responses that the government has taken to mitigate the effects the El Nino. And fortunately, the phase of El Nino is actually winding and to put on out season at Ochinga. I think that will be a thing of the past because Tatuamu built Rekubudamu El Nino Macho and Chikafucharima this year. The harvest we are likely to expect it's going to see us through in, I think, for the next 2 years or so. plus the big rainwater reserve that is accumulated underground. Mvura yedu haichangoyerera ichienda kuMozambique ichitakura ivhu. Mvura yakuyerera pasi. Nenyaya yemaproper agronomic practices atirikudzidziswa naDr. Masuka naPS Dr. Jiri, Professor Jiri. Saka tirikutarisira kuti pasi water bank razara. Saka water bank iroro ndo reserve water ichashandiswa pamabiridziro or irrigation or even supplementary irrigation. So I'm seeing things are going in the right direction, and we are a step ahead in terms of El Nino. I think it's Zimbabwe. We have managed to build El Nino and its effects.
Aha, regarding boku bata pamuromo tiri papapo mabata nyaya dzakawanda chaizvo ndichadzoka kwamuri rekatimbodzokera zvakare kuna Muzare Makonyi vatinavo muno nasi mu studio. Miss Makonyi.
Yes.
Let's look at funding in the agriculture sector. When we started the show, you said you were self-financing.
Yes, I was self-financing.
When you started this, how difficult was that? Are there no banks in the country or other lending entities that give money or inputs to farmers?
Yes, we can say there are other entities. The banks are there. For example, CBZ. Yeah, offer my farming loans and what sort to my farmers. But because people were taking a lot of loans from the bank, Mari and what sort, people were not paying back. So now it's quite difficult to get a loan from the bank because now varikutizvoni they want collateral. Whereas for someone like me, I didn't have collateral. So getting funding from the bank is very difficult. But if you're into tobacco, you can go and get funding through those tobacco companies that are there, the contractors that are there. But you find kuti the money that they tell you they want you to pay them back, Maria Vanikavachida, they'll tell you maybe pay bag. A bag is going for about Compound C was going for about $35, $36 if you buy it Pro Farmer. That's the basic Compound C for tobacco fertilizer. You'd get it for that price. But if you go to a contract, when you pay back, maybe $80, $90 or maybe even $100 a bag. Then also calculator interest, and to make matters worse, Mari Pono Zenda Kuflo in a gachi badra 60% US and 40% RTGS or ZIG component. So you find good ponos when you bank contractor and cash damariake in US. They don't want you to pay back their money in ZIG dollars. So you find good funding is still a challenge. We still have a long way to go in terms of funding.
All right.
Yeah.
Ko pamuno tenge sapa pa zvimwewo zvirimwa mabata nyaya yeforge kuti kwaitwa 60% US.
It's the same even nekuchibage.
Kuchibage
ku GMB is the same because right now you find kuti kwakaiswa mutemo kuti you as a farmer you're not allowed to sell your produce kuchibage. Kwakaiswa mutemo ne the new government that you're not allowed to sell your chibage kuma private entities. Maybe say zvaimboita vanhu kuti unono tengesera na feed mix vana chichi hasichabvumidzwi. Everyone is to take their maize ku GMB. So ku GMB is the same scenario. You don't get 100% US anyway. Whereas iwo murimi unengwa isa 100% input. Mushonga, even chikafu chono bikira vanu, diesel, rauno shansa, everything else that you're doing ku farming, urku isa 100% input. But mutemo yedu ino tizoni, haukwanise kubadarwa 100% input. Saka that's the challenge ine murimi. On the ground. Saka, kana uchiita, uri small scales, no gona kusabadara, but maybe if you're delivering matans akawanda, maybe 100 tons or maybe 300, 400 tons, maybe shino gona kuita, but kana uri kamuri mikadiki seni manji, unenge uchori falus.
All right.
Yes.
Hold that thought. Vaku Vakacha, I'm going to go back to Vaku Vakacha.
Yes.
Tipete, urukuro yedu, Vaku Vakacha. The irrigation schemes, tinonzwa kune ma goat schemes, dzimwe mbudzi dzakazo sungisa vamwe vakawanda, hatidi kutaura mazita. What is the situation on the ground today in terms of these supporting programs, ma irrigation, ma input schemes, pfumbudzi yamambo bata iya, tichipedzisa zvedu na hurukuro yedu, zviri kubatsira kusvika papi munharaunda dzevarimi nhasi?
Ndinotenda nemubvunzo wakadaro mukoma wangu. Chandiri kuda kuti nditaure chokwadi chiri pachena ndechekuti pakapiwa Zimbabwe zvivato zveupfumi, vanhu vakawanda vakaomerwa nenzira dzeraramo, vakaomerwa neupenyu. Saka mukutsvaka mukurarama kuti munhu asafa asati afa, vanhu vakawanda vakatizira kuagriculture. Saka tiri pafezi yayo yekuti vanhu vese vakaenda kumaminda nevamwe vari kurima, handi vese vari mafarmers, because farming is a calling. Farming chipo chinobva kuna Mwari chekufidha nyika nemhuka nevanhu. Saka nyekuoma kwakaita upenyu nenyaya yezvirango zveupfumi, vanhu vakawanda vakanotizira kudii kuagriculture. Saka ikoko tinoona mafarmers chaiwo chaiwo nevamwe variko chete pakungomirira kukama government kusvika yagwadama. Thenwo tinewo acided opposition yaingotiwo kana government ikarongwa chinhu chakanaka, ivo vari pakungorudunura nekubvarura. Idzi nyaya idzi dzati dzikei zvadzo, ndandisingade kusvika ikoko. Asi ishu iripo ndeyekuti tikona hurumende yenyika yeZimbabwe ichizama nepainokwanisa napo kusapota varimi kuti vasimuke, kusapota agriculture kuti isimuke. Tine maprograms anosvika pa18. Tine got info scheme, tine keto
ipo
baba.
Muri kuti akawanda maprograma emungapedza ese here? Nguva yedu yakupera.
Ngoma zvininga maprograms ari kufamba zvakanaka. Paari kudomera pamurimi chaiye chaiye tikuona emultiplier effect ndo ari kufidha nyika. But tinewo macases ariko amataura evanhu vari kusungwa avo. Inyaya yekuomerwa neupenyu kwakwakaita vanhu vaakutizira kuagriculture. But very soon ndikuona urongwa hwakanaka hwekuti vanhu vawane matitle deeds and taakudzokera mugwara rekurima chairo chairo, hekuti varimi vachava varimi, vasiri varimi vanofanira kuenda kumikoling yavo. But magovernment programs ese ari kufamba zvakanaka.
Aha, alright. No, thank you very much, Mr. Kubakacha, for explaining all these things and laying out facts and pointers on the outlook of this 2024-2025 season. We are going to end this discussion here today. So I will thank you one more time for being with us. That was there, Mr. Frank Kubakacha, a very influential agriculturalist in Zimbabwe, a coordinator of the agricultural think tank. He is doing a lot of other things in Zimbabwe, including farming in his personal capacity. Thank you very much for being on the show. And Ms. Makonye, we are going to need you in the next segment after this. So please stay with us and we will definitely come back and take this further. So we will take a look at what is happening elsewhere in the world as we take a quick breather on this one. At this week's Artificial Intelligence Action Summit in Paris, world leaders and technologists gathered to discuss the rapidly evolving field of generative artificial intelligence. Many are eager to join the global AI race, while others are proceeding with caution. Tina Trin reports.
At this week's Artificial Intelligence Action Summit in Paris, world leaders and technologists gathered to discuss the rapidly evolving field of generative artificial intelligence, weighing risks against rewards.
Who decides what problems AI should or should not resolve? Who benefits most from its deployment? Who bears the cost of its mistakes? These questions affect everyone, and so the answers must also involve everyone.
The race to build the best AI has become geopolitical, and questions around safety and governance are coming to a head. Some, like U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, are making the case for less regulation.
The development of cutting-edge AI in the U.S. is no accident. By preserving an open regulatory environment, we've encouraged American innovators to experiment and to make unparalleled R&D investments. United States.
The U.S. and the United Kingdom declined to add their names to a declaration calling for more inclusive and sustainable AI, but China signed on. A U.K. spokesperson said there was not enough practical clarity on global governance. As for the U.S., the threat of exploitation by state actors prompted a more protectionist stance.
Some authoritarian regimes have stolen and used AI to strengthen their military, intelligence, and surveillance capabilities, capture foreign data, and create propaganda to undermine other nations' national security. I want to be clear. This administration will block such efforts, full stop. We will safeguard American AI and chip technologies from theft and misuse.
The sentiment appears to be at odds with U.S. AI companies like OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT.
Are we worried about China? We'd like to work with China.
Do you think your government would let you do that?
Do I know that for sure? No. Should we try as hard as we can? Absolutely, yes. I think that's really important.
Some say an open, collaborative approach can engender more safety in AI.
The idea that, you know, technology can be transparent, everybody can see how it works, you can fix it, is actually the friend of safety.
Whether the AI race tilts towards regulation or safety, the summit should serve as a wake-up call, said French President Emmanuel Macron.
If we let the Americans and the Chinese have the champions all to themselves, we can be sure of one thing. We might have the best regulations in the world, but we won't regulate anything. So we are in the race. We are fully committed, and we will see it through to the end.
In the global AI race, remaining competitive means striking the right balance between innovation and regulation. Tina Trin, VOA News.
Now, today is a special day to many who celebrate Valentine's Day, which signifies a celebration of love, romance, and affection. The day is observed annually on February the 14th, and its origins are rooted in ancient Roman and Catholic traditions. Now, as Valentine's Day is celebrated today, we can't just come here and go without saying something.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Makonye, yes. You are here with us. Does Valentine mean anything to you?
Yeah, it does mean something to me.
What does it mean?
It does mean something to me. Kanandirimurulone someone. Yeah. It shows this day is very important because inokupamkana wekuratiza mumwe wako, how you feel about them through acts of service, maybe gifting them with something or maybe a getaway or something. To me, it means something, but to other people, they say Valentine is just like another day. Obviously, vanhu vanenge vachirwadziwa nevanhu vari murudo ndo vanhu vanodaro, but kana uri murudo with someone, obviously, it will mean something to you.
Did you have expectations and anticipations this year?
This year, unfortunately, this year I didn't have any anticipations because I just moved to DC. So, obviously, pana panda izombowana Valentine present from someone because, obviously, yeah. As you are still saying, I'm still Miss. I don't have the other Mrs. In my name, so I didn't have anyone else to give me anything. So I didn't anticipate.
So what are you doing? What are you doing today to mark Valentine's or to celebrate it?
Yes, self-care, obviously. I'll take myself out because I cannot wait for someone to do that for me. Obviously, I have to spoil myself, take care of myself, have fun, maybe have lunch, or maybe go and get my nails done or something like that.
Yeah. Very interesting. In short, if you had a few words to leave for the people today, what would you say as we close?
I would say don't give your other half pressure. You know, what we see on social media and what's the reality on the ground, those are two different things. So you might see yourself getting pressured. Don't pressure yourself. Kana mumwe wako akuitira akakuvigira peke maputi, it's the thought that counts. Don't compare kuti ininda vigirwa maputi ningatengerwa mota sezva zodaro. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought
as we
that
close,
counts.
Thank you very much for being on the show. We appreciate you for coming to the studio. And time is not on our side. I would like to thank Miss Martha Makonye once more for coming to the show today and for all the contributions on the show. Martha is a grad student in project management at George Washington University here in DC, a farmer amongst other things. That brings us to the end of the show. I am Evans Zininga, signing off in Washington.